This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Florida. I have to tell you, it was 80 degrees and just a beautiful day at the beach. The view is a sight for sore eyes. I've said this before, wherever you go, whether it's a couple of blocks down to a park or maybe you're headed to the mountains, perhaps with the family, for a couple of days, whatever you can do to get away, boy, I would suggest it to anyone. So once again, if you've just tuned in for the first time to the show, well, welcome. How we roll here is the buzz in my backyard and your backyard. What is it that we're all talking about? What are we sick of talking about? And what are the things we should be talking about? A lot of times that's what the show ends up being. Plus, we'll talk to some interesting people who live in other parts of the world about some of the things that they're doing. And we're going to do that this time around at the tail end of this hour. I'm going to take you to a magical island, a place that you're going to want to put on your bucket list. And then we're going to go across the pond, as it were. So first, we start off here on the show and talk about the leftover, I think, the leftover thoughts on Derek Chauvin and his sentencing to come in 8 weeks. And what does that mean? And there was so much reaction when the verdict was announced late in the day, on Tuesday. So what does it mean now? And you've got the judge saying, by the way, the jury for now is going to remain, they're going to remain with their anonymity, easy for me to say, so that there's not reaction to that as to why this happened or why that happened or whatever. And in the meantime, because of Derek Chauvin and because of the verdict being found guilty on all three charges, murder charges, manslaughter, etc., in the death of George Floyd almost a year ago, he's sitting on with his knee on his neck and the 9+ minutes that everybody talks about where he couldn't breathe. Now there are a lot of cries for something different to happen when it comes to policing, and lawmakers of both parties, meaning Republicans and Democrats, are pretty optimistic apparently that they can reach a compromise to overhaul policing standards under the conviction of Derek Chauvin and this killing of Floyd. And so now there are calls for action. The Democratic controlled House passed the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act last month, but Republicans' support is needed in the Senate to overcome a potential filibuster. Republicans and Democrats, led by black lawmakers in the House and in the Senate, have talked about this, including Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, who sponsored a policing bill that didn't make it across the finish line last summer because Democrats blocked it, arguing it didn't go far enough. Scott said on Wednesday, language on compromise legislation could be finalized in a week or two. He's all in on this, and he's discussed a handful of sticking points with some other lawmakers. So all signs point to optimism. This is good, and how do we move forward with this? As I mentioned, the sentencing will happen in 8 weeks. Chauvin, who's a former Minneapolis cop, could face up to 40 years in prison for the most serious charge of second-degree murder, disregarding Floyd's protest that he couldn't breathe as he knelt on his neck for more than the 9 minutes that I mentioned. And, now there's an investigation into what's happening across the country and what's happening in other police departments, and again, what are the training policies in big cities, in suburbs, in small towns, wherever it is. And I've actually gotten some interesting emails from some of you who have police officers in your family, or you in some way are associated with policing. And I got one that I thought was relevant and worth mentioning here right at the top of the show. And it was from Jake in Austin, who's a frequent listener, emailer. He's called in the past. And Jake says, Kate, it makes my heart happy. I am a diehard Republican. And you said it, on both sides of this, let's pull together. And I think that we're going to actually make a meaningful dent in better policing. There certainly are some good police officers out there, but like in every profession, you need to look, investigate, and change things that aren't working, especially when you're dealing with laws and people's lives and biases. And I think anything we can do to upend that is a beautiful thing. So I feel very good about the Justice Department investigating the Minneapolis police practices and other departments looking at themselves and taking a good hard look at what they're doing. Yeah, and on that note, thanks for that from Jake. The Attorney General Merrick Garland announced an investigation the day after that verdict that we've been talking about. So we'll see what that yields. And I, again, there's still lots of reaction about what needs to happen moving forward. What can this mean for the country? What does this mean for, you know, the U.S.? The other buzz is, of course, COVID and how many people have been vaccinated, what's safe, what's not safe. Do you know anyone who's been hospitalized? Still people are getting COVID and are being hospitalized, and are they surviving? And, you know, what ultimately does it mean for our lives? The U.S. has vaccinated half of the adult population. What about the second half? What does that mean? You know, at least with one vaccine, the goal is to reach, we know it, herd immunity. When enough people are immune through either vaccines or previous infection, that the coronavirus can't spread fast or far. And that threshold might be 70 or 80%, certainly a moving target as new variants keep popping up. And the pockets of those that are resisting, and some of you have sent me emails on this too, are the military. 48,000 Marines have declined to be vaccinated, and they've offered 123,000 shots. So, you know, you just can go to military.com and you can look that up, and those numbers are there, staggering numbers. And the vaccines are being used under an emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration. Commanders can't order troops to accept a COVID vaccine. It's a personal, we've said this all along, it's a personal decision as to whether or not you get the vaccine, and so you cannot force it, you know. The good news is there was a poll done by the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation that said overall the country is growing a lot more enthusiastic about getting vaccinated. More positive movement, more positive change in March among the Black Americans who have traditionally been wary of this. And in the poll, about 55% of Black adults said that they had been vaccinated or planned to be soon. But again, there's still hurdles. If we're looking at labels and what we've seen in these polls and what we're seeing that's happening in the communities, Republicans, white evangelical Christians most likely to say they will not get vaccinated, with almost 30% of each group saying they will definitely not be vaccinated. If you're in that group, email me and let us all know what the rationale is. I'm all for personal freedom and I'm all for the conversation. So Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, coming up, do you ever wonder, we got to lighten the load here a little bit, ever wonder what's in the Oscar swag bags? Uh-huh. We're going to talk to Lash Ferry next, the guy who came up with the brilliant idea. Stay with us.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Well, this couldn't be more fun for me and for all of you, the listeners. We've got in our virtual green room Lash Berry, and he's the Hollywood gift guru, the founder of Distinctive Assets. And what is Distinctive Assets? Well, it's an LA-based entertainment marketing company, and they are absolutely, and he is, credited with catapulting, I love that word, the promotional craze of celebrity swag into what really has become a huge phenomenon, pop culture and otherwise, I think. And so here we go again. And just so you know, too, this is the swag bag that's not affiliated in any way with the Oscars or the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, but it has this incredible buzz, not just in Los Angeles, but I think all over the place. So, Lash, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for that awesome intro.
You're welcome. Well, you deserve it. So 18 years of this, you got to take us back to when you first decided to do this. How did this all start?
I believe it started back. I remember Bette Midler performing at the Emmy Awards, funny enough. And she was doing Gypsy, had just done Gypsy and had not won. She lost to Kirstie Alley that year. And she lamented that she got dressed up, she performed, and she walked away with nothing. And I just remember making a mental note. I was like, they should never walk away with nothing. So when it came time to figuring out what we wanted to do around Oscar season, you know, for the Grammys, we're the official gifting company of the Grammys. We're backstage most years, not this year, of course, gifting the presenters and performers. And at the time, the Oscars did their own in-house small gift bag. Now they've since discontinued and haven't done one for 15 years. So I wanted to do something on my own, and this felt like a fun thing that no one else was doing in terms of gifting the nominees, so making sure that even if they lose on Oscar night, they walk away a winner when it comes to gifts.
So because this is such a signature thing for you, and you talk about the Grammys too,
What do you, I just sort of am picturing this kind of gift war room where you've got this giant board, kind of like television talk show hosts do, their producers, and you have a gift up here on the wall and one here and one there, and you're kind of picking what really fits in this bag. How do you pull it together?
Well, that's a great visual. It's not quite as sophisticated as all of that, but we do have an Excel spreadsheet that keeps it all handled and organized. And it really is, for me, quite simply sharing things that I love. So that's always my first pass, is what am I using? What is in my cupboard that I love, like Karma Nuts? It sounds simple, but it's such a nutritious snack. These are cashews wrapped in added nutrients. Every time I need something to satiate me, like, I go to these Karma Nuts, and it's sharing things like that with folks who have everything. Or skincare. Niage Skincare is a line that I'm obsessed with. We're giving them a $500 set of this transformative skincare. And as geeky as it sounds, it makes me happy to think about Viola Davis, who I think is just such an amazing, not just actress, but human being, using the skincare product that I'm recommending to her, or the tea line cup of tea that we're introducing her to, or snacking on the Balsan's cookies that we're including in her gift bag. That just makes me happy.
Boy, I love that. And I do have a visual of that. Thank you, of Viola Davis, who is fabulous and deserves every ounce of what's happening with her. And the gift bags go to the top 25 Oscar nominees, right?
That's correct. The great thing about doing this independently is that I get to decide who gets it. And we only get the top acting and directing nominees. And if there's a host, we give the host a gift bag too in the years that happens. I don't know that there's going to be one. I haven't heard that there's going to be one so far this year. But if there is, we'll give them a gift bag too.
Yeah. I love that you started off with the Karma Nuts, because I'm a big fan as well of Karma Nuts. Tell us a couple of other things in this year's bag.
Well, we have the world's most powerful antioxidant. It's called C60 Purple Power. This is an avocado oil. You take a teaspoon every day. It helps with your immune system and anti-aging. Quite an amazing product. We've got Hollow Tips doing 24 karat gold plated vape cartridges, which is quite incredible. Giving back is more important now than ever. So Bonfire has teamed up with Defy Disaster on these t-shirts and tote bags, where 100% of the proceeds goes to disaster relief efforts. Postmates, something that we've all been using probably more than ever over the past year, their on-demand delivery platform. Not only are they incredible, and we'll be using them to deliver to the actual nominees who live here in Los Angeles, but they have this brilliant Don't cookbook. So, yes, it's a beautiful coffee table book that's got this high design concept, but with the Don't cookbook, you find an image of a dish that you're craving, you scan the QR code, and Postmates will deliver it right to your front door, and you don't even have to cook a single thing.
Wow, love that. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, because I'm just thinking of some of the things I've heard about in the past. What are some of the past celebrity favorites of all time of what you've put into these gift bags?
Well, I think sometimes when you have everything, it's not always what you think it would be, although it's certainly the trips. You know, we talked about the fabulous Viola Davis. She had gotten a trip to Hawaii from us. And ended up going there. It was Kalaan Landing Resort. She posted on Instagram. So this year we have two amazing trips for them. One is right here in Southern California to the Golden Door. They get 4 days of mind, body, and spirit renewal for them and a guest. And then we have the Peter Noster Lighthouse. This is on a remote island off the coast of Sweden. Talk about socially distanced vacationing. And it's this lighthouse that's been converted into this low-key luxury hotel with this dash of ruggedness. So such an unusual and fun vacation for them. But then, like most of us, sunglasses is where it's at for a lot of these celebrities. So we've got Vintage Eyewear doing the most spectacular sunglasses, and excited to see Andra Day sporting the ones we've picked out for her.
Oh, I like it. So if people listening are interested, and we, of course, have lots of stations all over the whole country and listeners, and they're interested in mini gift bags, how can they do that?
Probably easiest is just in my website, distinctiveassets.com. There's a little button there to get in touch. And we do corporate gifting and starting wrap gifts and working with Johnson & Johnson right now on this amazing initiative where they've got these female empowerment speakers helping with all their female executives in-house, then we do gifts for them. So always a way to get in touch, and we're happy to help whenever we can.
Love it. Lash Ferry, Hollywood gift guru, founder of Distinct Assets. Thank you, Distinctive Assets. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
You too. Thanks, Lash.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So ask yourself, when was the last time that you went to a movie? This is one of the things that's interesting about the Oscars this time around. Either people saw a lot of the films or they feel like they didn't see very many of the films. But Oscars is always a really big deal, especially in this, I think, year of COVID, because I do believe more people were looking for entertainment and they were looking for ways to replace the movie experience, or hopefully some of you were able to go to the theaters, because now the theaters, with the way they're cleaning them, more people have been vaccinated, there's the social distancing, there's the private parties and all of that. So you look at the best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, you know, on down the line, best supporting actress, best director, best adapted screenplay, original screenplay, you know, on down the line. I've seen a handful of the movies, and I haven't seen some of the others. I've heard that the animated feature Soul is incredible, and I like jazz music, so I think I would really, really, really enjoy that. I was always a big David Sanborn fan, or Louis Armstrong. I mean, I go old school and new school jazz, but I have an eclectic taste in music. I like all kinds of music. I miss going to see live music, even at my favorite, you know, hole in the wall or watering hole or whatever you call it. For best actress, I'll throw this out. I think that Carey Mulligan was tremendous in a couple of things that she did this year, and one of them is the Promising Young Woman. Promising Young Woman had people talking about date rape, had people talking about their daughters back when we used to go to bars, being at bars and being preyed upon, that kind of thing. And I'm not doing the movie really justice. It really was kind of a dark, sort of a dark comedy. It doesn't sound like it would be a dark comedy, but I'm going to say it was a dark comedy. Best original screenplay, the trial of the Chicago 7. A lot of people remember those times. Maybe some of you listening, that movie got a lot of buzz. I would bet that there's going to be some awards in that direction. Olivia Colman in The Father, that was a really, really interesting movie, and something that people deal with, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. I think of different diseases where it's really tough to watch a parent, a father, forget, and you deal with that. Mank was a really interesting movie. Borat's subsequent movie film. That was a movie that rattled some people, and some people loved Sacha Baron Cohen's take on really pranking people, and the young woman that was part of that was nominated. I can kind of spitfire this around, but once the Oscars are on Sunday, once the Oscars are over, we'll start our cheap movie reviews, and we'll go back in the man cave too. So stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States has administered 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office. That's led to more than half of the nation's adults who have received at least one dose. The president had initially set a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days, but later doubled that goal as vaccination efforts in states ramped up. Biden also thanked those working on the front lines to vaccinate their fellow Americans.
I'm proud of the work my administration has done to get Americans vaccinated. But more than that, I'm proud of the American people, the volunteers who showed up to staff vaccination sites in their neighborhoods, drove senior citizens to get their shots, FEMA, the military, the National Guard, state and local health departments, providers, running sites safely and efficiently.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over the influx of illegal immigrant crossings on the southern border. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. Border Patrol Union Vice President Art Del Cueto says that a federal emergency declaration would be beneficial in an area like the Yuma sector of the border. He tells Fox News that deploying guard troops would allow Border Patrol agents to get back to focusing on apprehending those making illegal crossings.
So when you're going to deploy individuals down in Yuma, you have to start thinking, you know, where is it that they're funneling in through these gotaways? And it is through the Tohono-O'odham Reservation in Tucson. They just committed $35 million to a soft-sided facility in Tucson. And I can't think of any other best way to use this is have some of the National Guardsmen perhaps work in this soft-sided facility so the agents can actually get back and start doing the line work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Interesting in our virtual green room, and she's going to talk about a place that I, as soon as I found out where she was from, when I looked at Bakir and Bai, her first book, her first children's book, it made me so curious because I had no idea. I thought that I had been everywhere and I knew everything, and I learned I do not know everything and I do not know every space and place. And there's a place called the Torres Strait Islands, and we're going to talk to Jillian Boyd Bowie about that, and again, she is the author of Bakir and Bai, and she's got a second book to that, and who knows, cross your fingers after you read the first one and the second one, she might have a third one coming up. So, Jillian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Such a privilege and honor to finally meet you and speak to you.
Well, thank you for that. So tell everybody listening, the Torres Strait Islands, you're from the Torres Strait Islands, and you said to me off the air, I'm from Thursday Island, and I thought, wow, that is so cool. Explain where the islands are and the significance of Thursday Island.
So the Torres Strait Islands is set in between Australia mainland and Papua New Guinea. There's a stretch of water they call the Torres Strait, and it expands across 48,000 square kilometers. There's about 270 islands, but only 17 of them are inhabited with communities on them. And Thursday Island was the name given by Captain Cook. Traditionally, we call it Wyben. That's the traditional name for it. But everyone knows it as Thursday Island. And as I mentioned to you before, it sits in between Wednesday and Friday Island. So everyone knows it as TI. So it's like the main administrative hub of the Torres Strait Islands. So on there you have schools, shops, different suburbs, government departments, universities. So I was born and raised there.
So being born and raised there and going all the way through high school, what is it like? Is it just a small, interesting community? What's the culture like?
Thursday Island itself is quite a small island, but it's the most populated. You can walk right around it in less than a day. That's how small it is. But there's over like 3,000 people living on there. And it's so multicultural. There's people from all different nations there because the Torres Strait itself is a main trading route. So everyone used to kind of travel through there and come through there to trade and to live and to start businesses like in pearl diving and crayfishing. So we have a lot of Japanese, Chinese. We have all kinds of nationalities there. And so we grew up speaking like a Creole because there were so many different nationalities there, like a broken English kind of pidgin kind of Creole. So it's like a mixture of everything. And it's now an official language because it's so widespread. So we call it Yumplatok. And so we grew up speaking that. So I didn't really learn my mother's native tongue until after I became a mother and grandmother. And I was like, I really envied people who spoke their language fluently and, you know, because growing up to me, Creole wasn't a language. It was just a form of communication amongst all these different nationalities. So I really wanted to learn my mom's language. And the more I delved into learning language, I learned more about my culture. And I was like, wow, this is really fascinating. And because I love creative writing, I wanted to put everything that I learned into like a young adult kind of children's story picture books, something that will attract younger people to inspire them to want to learn about their culture and learn their language. And so that's how Bakir and B came about.
Yeah, so Bakir and B, tell us about Bakir and B. Give us a little slice of the book. Tell us a little bit of the story.
So Bakir and B are actually language words, Bakir meaning rock and B meaning light. So that's the names of the two characters. Bakir was the father in the story, and B was a supernatural pelican. So I named him Bakir, which means rock, because he's a strong foundation of the family, the provider, protector. So I named him that. And B, he was, because the pelicans the pelican is Bakir's totem. So there was like this totemic connection between them, and he didn't realize Bakir was a supernatural pelican and was sent to him for a purpose and to guide him and his family to their destiny. So when I first wrote that, the story came out of an illustration that was drawn by the late Uncle Ephraim Barney, one of our elders that passed away years ago. But the picture of the man carrying the pelican was on the front cover of our Torres Strait Myths and Legends book, which went out of print years and years ago, but I never forgot that picture on the front of that book until the Black and White Fellowship competition came up. And I just used that picture to create my own story. And that's how Bakir and B came about. So it's about a young family living on an island in the Torres Strait, rich in abundance with food and everything. Then they went through a tough time, and the family kind of was led by the father's vision and dream to a new island. So the part two, the sequel, is about their life on the new island. But Bakir and B disappeared before the end of the first book, and the mother and the two children didn't know where he went. But him and the pelican actually went to create this island of their new home. That's why it's called a creation story, because they went and settled in the ocean, turned into this huge island, and the family went there. And by the time the family got there, the mother just knew straight away, this is the vision that your father had in a dream. So I'm going to name this island Ekyam, which in our language means to awaken. So that became their new home.
Wow. What do you hope people, Jillian, take away, kids and adults, because let's face it, adults read the books too, because they're picking them for grandchildren and nieces, nephews, showers. It's a great gift for sure. What do you hope they take away from reading the books?
The main purpose of writing the stories was to teach about our culture and our language to a lot of our generations that have lost it. And I wanted to kind of just get that fire, that passion up and burning again for them to go and learn their language, learn their culture, because that's your identity, that's who you are. So that was the first purpose of it. But for the wider community, many people haven't even heard of us, heard of the Torres Strait Islands. And and what better way to promote us in our language and our vibrant culture and then through the literary world. So, like you over there in the States, you just found out about us, Torres Strait Islanders, and you had no idea of. So this is a fine example of why I write about us as well.
Right, and the Torres Strait Islands, people can go and visit. People can go there. Yeah. They could write on holiday.
Yeah, we do have tourists that go up there. We have a wonderful museum called Gabpitui, and you go in there, and it's just like a walk back in time, and it's wonderful. You have charter boats that take you out fishing, and yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
So you might write a third one, too.
Yes. I'm thinking
Maybe.
About it. Yeah. I am. I'm thinking about it.
For you, has this been a fun journey to write both of these books?
It's been fun. The second one, I wanted, it's been way past due, but I finally got it done because I strongly believe in everything happening in its right time, in its season. So, but it's been a really fun journey. I've learned a lot because writing these books made me go and talk to cultural educators and, you know, and to learn more for my own journey. And, it's been fun. It's just connected me with so many different people. And now we're practicing stuff in our community because I don't live there anymore. I live in Darwin, Northern Territory. And there's a lot of Torres Strait Islanders here as well. So, yeah, it's just sparked up a lot of new relationships as well. So,
and so everybody knows you can get these books on Amazon, of course, and Jillian Boyd Bowie, that's just a great name. JBB, I can see the monogram towel somewhere in my mind. You have to leave us with something in your native tongue. What if you said, you will enjoy my books? How do you say that?
Oh, my God, I'm not that good yet.
How about nice to meet you, anything?
For us to say, just for us to say hello, it's Mayim.
Mayim?
Mayim, my and the letter M, yeah. So it's Mayim. Mayim, yeah. You just put me on the spot.
Mayim. I think everybody can
Mayim,
say that,
hello.
Right? All of us in the audience can say that. We can remember that.
Mayim, yeah. That Mayim. Just means hello. Mm-hmm. And to say goodbye is Yawo.
Yawo.
Yawo. Yawo.
Yawo.
Yawo, yeah.
Yawo.
So Mayim is hello and Yawo is goodbye.
Yeah, well, we're going to say goodbye for now, but I think that's wonderful. You just taught us two words that I believe this audience can pick up, and you can pick up the books again on Amazon. So, Jillian, what a delight to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Peg. Thanks for having me.
Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling.
So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know when you meet someone and you think they're one way and then suddenly there's something completely different, and I'm saying psychotic, it's very, very scary when you think about that. And our next guest, M.L. Stark, has written brilliantly about it in 2 books, Burning Desire, The Psychopath, and The Girl in the Black Prada Shoes. Part 1, Burning Desire Fades, The Psychopath and the Girl in the Black Prada Shoes. So, M.L. Stark, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me there.
So the titles are so provocative. They just jump out at you and you immediately think, I thought movie right away. I was thinking, this is a series. This is scary. And you lived it. So tell us what led you to write these books.
Yeah, I actually wanted to write about this for more than 30 years ago, and I wanted to write about my true life story. And you know, then when you are young, then you meet a guy, and then you get kids, and you get married, and you get house and boats and all these things and dogs and so on. And then all of a sudden, you don't have time for these things, and then you just put it away. And that was what I did. And so during my marriage, this was just, you know, a bunch of notes in a lot of files that I had, and still investigated a little bit here and there and so on. And then all of a sudden, you know, I met this gorgeous guy. He was really so nice, and I was devastated in my life within my marriage and didn't have a good marriage anymore. And so I fell prey to this this guy here, and I thought that, oh my goodness, he is really my biggest love life I have ever experienced. And the thing was, everything was just fake and so on, and I was mentally abused very badly by this this guy. Not in the beginning, the first year or something like that, or first 1.5 years. It was awesome. It was really nice, and he was so loving. It was when he was hugging me, it was so nice. When he was holding my hands, it was amazing. When we were sleeping together, it was amazing. Just talking to him, it was amazing. But all of a sudden, then, you know, the devil took him, and he began to criticize me, you know, you need a plastic surgery because now you have wrinkles, you are getting too fat, I don't want to kiss you because you have been smoking. Oh, my goodness, I hadn't been smoking in the entire life that has been with him, so I couldn't get that. So all these criticism came up, and then later on, you know, all these fraud and lies and the dominance and the torment from his side made me aware something is really off here. And I was, in the end, I was really close to just wanted to take my life and didn't want to live anymore because I couldn't take it anymore. And I couldn't control myself. I didn't even know who I was. So that's why I decided to all of a sudden to write the book when I in 2014 began to research a little bit more about psychopathy, narcissism, and sociopath, and so on. The worst thing was I couldn't find really anything about how the women or the victim actually had responded on all these things. So most I found was, you know, what is a narcissist and what is he doing? You know, you have these three faces, the nice honeymoon faces, then the devaluation faces, and then the discarding jade faces. And I thought, I can't get anything out of this here. There are a lot of good information. But we need to have more awareness of what happens to the victim. How is the victim reacting on this? What are the victim's thoughts? So my thoughts, what was I thinking? What did I do wrong? And did I actually do anything wrong? And became the first book, actually, which is A Burning Desire, The Psychopath and the Girl in Black Prada Shoes. And, the funny thing is, the reason to why I actually took this with the Prada Shoes was because at that time when I met him, I had an expensive taste in clothing, you know. So I thought, well, the Prada Shoes are actually quite good because that was what I was wearing. And he was a psychopath. So that's it.
Right.
Then I have chosen to follow that, that with the little girl or with the girl. Want to follow that in my next two books as well. So there will be, a red line with all four books in the end.
What do you hope people take away from reading your books? You get that they get lost in the story, that they realize what's out there. What do you hope?
I want to shed some light on psychological abuse, because my impression is this is really a tabooed subject, and nobody wants to talk about these things. Nobody wanted to talk to me about these things when I tried to talk to somebody. Always were told, "Ah, come on, it's not that bad, and you will manage," and you know, and so on. And I couldn't accept that. So I want to increase more awareness. Because thinking of what I read in all these books there, everybody wrote that 3 to 4% are psychopaths. We have 3 to 4% psychopaths in the world, and at least 3% of them are male psychopaths, and 1% are only female psychopaths. So in my world, I could see that if you have 3% psychopaths, only a few of them are killers, but mostly of them are mentally abusers. Then there are a lot of women who has experienced the same thing as I have experienced. Because this guy here, who is a mentally abuser, he has not only had one a woman in his life he abused like that. Most of them, they have the, maybe the relationship only lasts 3, max 4 years often. And then they will be able to have a lot of the female in, during their life. Let's say they start as 20 years old. And then you can calculate that yourself, you know, if the only one relationship lasts 4 years. How many women do they have they had? That's a lot. So I think a lot of women can relate to my story and see the same things. But I reacted like this as well. And I thought also I was ugly. And I thought also I needed a plastic surgery. I was too fat or whatever. And but I wanted to do everything good for him and so on. And so by them, the reader to read the books here, I think they will be able to decipher some more of the red flags of their abusive partner. And I think some of them really will be able to get out of this abusive relationship. A lot of them, they don't dare to get out of it because they are afraid of being, oh my goodness, what is it you call it, you know, haunted by this guy afterwards. As I am, he's still haunting me. You know, he's writing nasty things on all my social medias, on my webpage, on you know, on every online bookstore he can find where the book is represented. He writes bad things there, only to ruin everything because he can't take the truth about the story.
Wow, was it hard for you to write this?
It was a nightmare. I was devastated because I had to read thousands of mails, hundreds of letters, love letters, nasty letters. I had to look through all my pictures that I had during our time together to relive all these things. I tell you, I was a horrible person to my surroundings, actually, because I needed to be in the moment constantly. I couldn't even talk to my own children about these things because they just said, you're only thinking about this. You're only thinking about this. And yes, I was, because I needed to have as many details that I could in the book. And I'm sure that if I had taken everything, it would have been 4 books. But then I think the reader would probably have been tired of it.
I think it's so interesting, and I think you should keep writing for sure. M.L. Stark's books, you can get them on Amazon. Burning Desire, The Psychopath and the Girl in the Black Prada Shoes, Part 1, Burning Desire, Fades, The Psychopath and the Girl in the Prada Shoes. And we'll see where this story continues. But I think you shed a light, ML, on something that so many people are living with and not talking about. So bravo for that, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me back.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.